Just a few halachot in the laws of Bishule Goyim. As we know, it is forbidden to eat certain foods that were cooked by Goyim. The Ben Ish Chai talks about these halachot in Shana Shiniya Parashat Chukat in Halakha Tet, where he says, Davar Shebishelo Goy. Afilu b'shelo bebet Yisrael u b'kli shel Yisrael. Even if he cooked it in the house of the Jew, using the pots of the Jew. So we're talking about kosher pots and kosher food. Just that the cook wasn't kosher. The cook was a goy. Asaruhu hazal mishum hatnut. The rabbis were forbidding this because if you're going to start to eat from their foods, it could lead also, God forbid, to hatnut, to intermarriage. You're breaking bread with them, you're sitting eating their food, and so on. So the rabbis put up a fence, a wall. Ve'od yesh bazeta maher, shemme yergil Yisrael le'echol min tavshilehem, v'yachileu davar tameh. We're concerned that if you start eating from their foods, so you're going to get used to that, and one time they're going to serve you some of their foods that there's something not kosher in it. So if they didn't want you to get into the habit of eating anything from them. Ach, לא אסרו חזר בבשולי גויים אלא בדבר שאינו נאכל כמו שהוא חי. She's number one, there's a certain conditions here. It's only on something that cannot be eaten raw. But if the item is able to be eaten raw, so then the rabbis did not make a gezera. Secondly, ועוד תנאי שני, שיהיה אותו דבר ראוי לעלות על שולחן מלאכים, ללפד בו הפת או לכינוח סעודה או בתורת מאכל. Which means it has to be a significant food that kings or princes or aristocrats would serve, either as a food or either to dip their bread in it or to eat it with the seuda. Meaning it has to be a significant type of food that's considered hashuv ve'ra'uy la'alot al shulchan shel melachim. Now, that what it says melachim is lav dafka, doesn't have to be actually a king, ela afilu al shulchan sarim shebaaretz, which means the noble people, the rich people would sit down and eat such food on their table, then it is subject to bishul goyim. So now we discuss some of the cases. One case of bishul akum would be rice, the Ben Ish Chai says. Well, rice, you can't eat raw. And it's also clear that rice is oleh al shulchan melachim. Who doesn't eat rice? And therefore, if a goy would cook the rice, indeed it is going to be asur. The next item would be the kimehin. Kimehin are like the truffles. And truffles are considered like a very expensive, very fancy type of food over here. So he says, הקמהין שקוראים בערבי קימי, it's a type of expensive mushroom, אסורים בבישול משום דעולים הם על שולחן מלאכים. Okay, so that's going to be אסור as well. ביצה, an egg, אף על פי שראוי לגומעה חיה, even though technically if you want you could swallow an egg raw, אם בשלו גוי אסורה. So again, this is a big case of it. A lot of times the goya makes scrambled eggs or things like that. Or, for example, at a party or an affair, the goy is making the eggs. For Sephardim, it's not enough that the Jew turned on the fire. The Jew actually has to be part of the cooking process. So it applies to eggs as well. Now, v'im b'shela yisrael b'techila, if the Jew started cooking it, אפילו כל דהו, even a little, וסלקה ועדק לקחה גוי וגמר בשולה מותר. Which means, so long as the Jew started the cooking process, even though the goy finished it, so that would be mutar. Now, we discuss over here a product of this halakha that comes out. What do we do now with the coffee? So the Ben Ish Chai has a discussion on this. In Halakha Tetzayin, where he writes, Ha-kawa, or the ahwe, as they call it, the coffee, shebebashlim aguim, yesh osrim v'yesh matirim. So it's a machloket, even by the coffee. Umaran Rabbeinu Arizal asar ota. The Arizal was strict. Ach en biyadenu limchot biyad mekirim. But it's hard to rebuke those that are lenient. Sheesh la amal lismoch. They have definitely what to rely on. Ufrat b'makom shepashat the menag latir. In the place where the menag is to be lenient. Upo irenu Baghdad hamenag pashut mekedem kadmata lishtot kafe shel goyim. Afidu b'makom anuad shela. In Baghdad, the custom was to drink the coffee of the goyim. Therefore, the Ben Ish-Hai did not want to come against it so strongly because the minhag in Baghdad was to be lenient. Ubevadai ba'al nefesh sarik la'achmir. But somebody that's wants to be ma'amir, ba'al nefesh, his higher spirit, should be ma'amir. But sinu'in moshchim yedim emen. However, it's clear, he says, afilu adam hashuv imolech lebet goyim gedolim na'asot bikur. A person's visiting, let's say, a goy. And they serve you a cup of coffee, it's not derecheret, you're not going to drink it, it's going to cause problems. Mukrach ol eshtot mekame sibot. Okay, so he's permissible and he's forced to drink it, so he has what to rely on. And that runs into a big issue over here. You can imagine some people that, you know, all these coffee shops that we have now, without mentioning names to give anybody free publicity, but you have different coffee. That would be obviously coffee of the goyim. The coffee is kosher, let's say. It's just water and beans. However, it's being cooked by the goyim, brewed by the goyim. So again, it's a mahloket. Arizal was mahmir. But again, the Ben Ish-Hai says it seems the custom was to be lenient as well. But that should be known that even a person in his house, he should put up the coffee. He shouldn't let the maid put up the coffee and things like that. If he could do it himself. But there's one thing in a store, you can't control it. But in a house, it's easy to be mahmir. Just do it yourself. Instead of having the shifha, go turn on the brewing mechanism and things like that. So again, as a rule of thumb, always the Jew of the household should be involved in the cooking process. Now, we have an issue over here when people go to restaurants. Most of the restaurants today, in New York at least, are under the hashkaha of the Ashkenazim. Sephardim do not have their own Hashkaha, like they have in Eretz Yisrael. And on this, the Ashkenazim have a leniency that for them it's enough as long as a Jew turned on the fire, even though everything else was done by goyim. So when a person that has in such a situation, preferably he should request to the waiter or to the mashgiach that the Jew should place on the food, whatever it is. If it's an item that's obviously ra'ui, and it's an item that cannot be eaten raw, should request it. And today they know about it already, these restaurants, and they'll acquiesce. However, in a place where a person cannot be lenient, or cannot be mahmir, I should say, where it's not even mahmir, cannot solve this issue by telling the Jew to put on the food and things like that, Hakam Avadya and Yahavida does have a leniency in restaurants and things like that. They could be lenient with the goyim and things like that. Could be it was only said in the house. Maybe it wasn't said in a restaurant. There's no hashash that one might come to marry in such cases. But again, the chatachila, one has to be very careful, not only on the ingredients of the food, but exactly how the food was prepared.